Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. Our extended stretch of warm days continues. In fact, today, I think we'll be around 80 to 82. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area today. Very mild tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're headed for the mid-80s. Rain chances will be very small both days. Isolated showers at best. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches, and that'll lower the temperatures by several degrees. Pollen count still in the medium to high range through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 334-747-0150. That number is open 24 hours a day. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a six-foot distance from each other. And Maxwell Air Force Base has canceled the Beyond the Horizon Air and Space Show because of the coronavirus. The air show was scheduled for next month. Officials say the earliest the show could come back to Montgomery would be 2022 because of the time needed to reserve and schedule the aerial demonstration teams. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United
for your comfort. Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. And another reminder here. Squeak Creek Farm Market is doing the $25, not $27, not $30, $25 Boston Buzz Large. But you have to call them at 280-FARM. You can do that. Give it to somebody. You can use it for yourself. Great thing to have for your family. Great gift to have for somebody else who may be kind of dealing with the kids at home and trying to work on meals and things like that. That is a wonderful way of doing it. If you want to gift a ham or a Boston Butt to somebody and donate to the show, I will find somebody that is deserving that needs it. Just call 280-FARM. You need to call them today for pickup for tomorrow. They also have the campus stew on sale, normally $15, $10. Just tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Reminder, Worth Cleaners If you go by, they do the drive-in. They have the drop-off bins that are there. They're still doing the home delivery and pickup service. So take advantage of it. Steve Worth, a great guy. We go to church together. He is a wonderful, wonderful individual with his lovely bride, Rita. And that's a local business out there doing yeoman's duty, trying to protect his customers and trying to protect his staff. That's what Steve Worth is all about. And don't forget, Vintage Year has hamburger carryout for hamburger night. I have carryout every single night, but hamburger night special night, get carryout. You can go to vymgm.com, vymgm.com. Look under menus. You'll see hamburger night. Joey and I recommend the Fox. I recommend the Alabama Burger. They are really, really good. You cannot go wrong with that. Let me go back to Ritz. Ritz, thank you for your patience.
Oh, thank you for holding me over. I appreciate you conversing with me about this important topic and sharing your valuable insight. It means a lot to me, and I know your listeners. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to say further, if I may, my concern is I don't want the precautions to be more damaging than the actual disease, and that's my big concern. And I also wonder why. We know where these diseases are made and how they're formed. It's because of usually where China and their unsanitary conditions and the way they handle livestock and such, that they allow these different variations of viruses to mutate into, I believe it's the pig, which we can then transfer it to humans through the pig. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about there.
Yeah, well, I'll be in agreement with you on several parts of that. You know, remember, you're talking about a country that's a population of 1.3 billion people. I agree with the sanitary conditions. There are places that I saw that I wouldn't even dream of eating or having anything to do with that. We took over plane loads of Denny Moore stew and Hormel chili and corned beef hash, and we ate at the embassy on a regular basis. Occasionally we'd go out for some Chinese food, but it would be at a very well-known Chinese restaurant in Beijing or places like that. But I absolutely agree with you on that. Their love and affinity for their people isn't anything to do with us. One of the most shocking things when I was there is they look at people as a commodity to them. They are the people that get on the turnstile and turn the wheel that makes the grinder go. That is a commodity to them. A person and livestock are kind of one and the same to Chinese. And when I got my briefing when I went over there, I was going, no, that can't be right. I got there, and you know what? They were right. They were absolutely right. They treat them like livestock. You would go by a field, they wouldn't have an ox pulling a plow. They'd have two people pulling a plow.
Wow.
They have no regard for life whatsoever.
I can understand that because probably one of the most distressing documentaries I ever saw was one that was provided on Netflix years ago. And it was about a Chinese man and woman who wanted to make things better for the kids. So they left their children with their parent, and they went off to the big city to work in one of these factories. And life was just absolute misery. I mean, they lived in a little cubicle that was separated by sheets, and it was just unbearable conditions. And they did that for years just to accumulate money and send it to the kids so they can get an education. And
then the government took it from them.
One thing that happened, I had to quit watching. I couldn't watch it to the end. But when they went to visit their kids, they just went to visit their kids, and the parents were so glad to see their kids. And when they got there and they were sitting at the dinner table, their kids were smarting off to them and not paying attention to them. And you know, they had their nice clothes and their little electronic gadgets. And the father was, you could see he was getting angrier and angrier. And he, you know, was asking the daughter why she thought were disrespectful, and she smarted off to him. And, buddy, he just threw his hand back, and, I mean, he just slapped the you-know-what out of her. And, yeah, it was just, but it was just heart-wrenching to see something like that. Just miserable conditions, miserable. I couldn't exist like that. I can understand why these people, knowing that death is the result that they want to uprise, because that's not living.
There you go. Rich, I appreciate you.
We live here.
Oh, let me tell you what. Every time I traveled around the world, I'm just amazed at how great we have it here. You know, things such as running water, a telephone that works, the property rights. I mean, we are so blessed beyond belief.
We're like little individual small kings compared to other countries.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Everything we do. I mean, I was in Jamaica and Kingston. They couldn't keep the power on in their largest city. You would have rolling blackouts there. So we had to go to Guantanamo Bay and get a generator to support the power circuit, power grid, where our hotel was, and we were doing the meetings because we didn't want it to. We couldn't handle the blackouts. It was incredible. But I got to say Guantanamo Bay. That was kind of interesting.
Well, you have to get away from your gilded life to really understand how well we have it here in this country.
Absolutely.
And being in the military, I saw it, and I saw just terrible, terrible poverty. I gave a lot of my money away just because I felt sorry for these peasants and the poverty that they lived in. And it's hard to take. It really is. But we go away with them.
We have
deep
no
appreciation.
Yeah, we really do. We're so blessed here. I mean, when you're in Central America, you'll see cows and you can see their ribs.
Yeah.
Because they're not fed or they haven't been dewormed and things like that. It is terrible.
It is. It just tears me up to see these youngsters, these anarchists, complaining about what we have here and trying to disassemble it for communism.
Thanks for the telephone call, Rich. I appreciate you holding on.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's pop off this last piece from the ambassador talking about hotspots and building a new hospital.
Lastly, the governor of New York, this is the hot spot in the country right now, wants the military to start building hospitals. The president says he's considering it. Is today the day he does it?
The president is considering all of the options. We're looking at hospital beds, ICU beds, informed by the data from Seattle and Santa Clara. And I just really want to thank the governors and the health commissioners from those states who are providing us the on-the-ground daily reports of hospital utilizations. Those came in overnight. There are multiple options in our reserve, including the VA hospitals, Department of Defense medical treatment facilities, and even hospital ships. There are a lot of things to consider, and all of those things are on the table right now.
Dr. Birx, really quickly, I remember initially it was reported that no child under the age, I think, of 9 was getting this. Is that still the case?
No one under 9 got a serious illness to date. And what do I mean by that? Having to go on a ventilator or a fatality. So we think they do get ill, but we think they don't have symptoms in many cases, or very mild symptoms. And I think you'll see when we talk about 96% of the people did not have the virus because of testing in South Korea, that means only 4% did. So there's a lot of respiratory disease out there that is not this virus.
Particularly in China, there's a people, I mean, it'll burn, it'll take the paint off your car because of the acid in the air.
Yeah, the numbers on this are a fascinating thing, and I get why they're taking the precautions, because you factor in exponential growth, and if you have a mortality rate like in China or in Italy, this is really, really bad in the United States. But I would be interested to see where once it's all said and done, the mortality rate actually ends up. There's a great piece in the Globe and Mail by a Canadian doctor who was running a major hospital up there in Canada during the SARS outbreak. And he said, I learned running hospitals through these things to look at the numbers we actually have. I don't get too caught up on modeling and predictions, because often the modeling predictions can give you worst case and it freaks people out. So him not in a decision-making or authority position today is like, I don't think it's going to be as bad as we're predicting. I like to stick with the numbers that we've
I agree with that. And give me an idea. 28.9 million people in the United States have diabetes. 95% of those have diabetes 2 or higher. That is an at-risk population. That is amazing. Right. And you're dealing with basically 1.2 million people per year are cancer survivors.
Right.
So that, think about that cumulative number. Let me do this. Let me go to a break while we reset. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Love this song. Well put together. You know, in the River region right now, it's a seller's market. And how do I know that? Because in between March the 8th and the 15th, 291 houses were either newly listed, for sale, or listed as back on the market. However, 382 houses actually sold or were in the process of being sold. That means more houses are selling right now than are being listed for sale, which means the demand for houses is still very high and supply is still low. Also, sellers of homes are getting 98.9% of their asking price. So what do you want to do with that information? Well, what you want to do is you want to skip Zillow and call Mello. You want to call Paul and Christy Mello, two great folks, and they can help you list your home. They can give you the mechanics of how to do it and do it right. They'll help you with the marketing. They'll help you with suggestions. They'll help you with the presentation. They'll help you get the word out about your home. You need their telephone number. They're with Wallace and Morgan Realty. Wallace and Moody Realty, sorry. And Wallace and Moody made a great decision by getting Paul and Christy Mello. 334-399-7648. 399-7648. Skip Zillow. Call Mello. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard.
What's up, man? Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
I got a question. I heard you a minute ago. You were saying that kind of the Chinese government treats their people like commodities, and they leverage that population as a, you know, they exploit the population basically for, you know, kind of greedy purposes or whatever. But my question is, how much of that do you think we should own, like Americans specifically, right? Because if the Chinese government is taking advantage of its people, exploiting them as a commodity, and then American companies move in and they benefit from that commoditization of people, and then they sell their products to us who, as any kind of measurement will show, we gleefully, you know, suck it up, you know, after the Foxconn plant in Shenzhen had to put in suicide net, and Apple went up after that. They became a $1 trillion company after that. So I don't know. I'm just curious how much we should blame ourselves, or at least.
Are you saying blame ourselves? Hang on. Are you saying blame ourselves for using China, or are you saying blame ourselves because you believe that's happening in the U.S.?
Well, I would say for the kind of the plight of people in China, but I mean the Chinese aren't exceptional in how they are exploited for industry. I mean that's happened. We can go down the list. It happened to children. It happened to slaves. It happened to Asians building a railroad. It happened to Mexicans. So, but I'm curious because we're talking about China and Chinese people specifically. Should we own some of that?
Let me re-ask the question then. Are you talking about what's going on in China, U.S. companies using Chinese labor, or are you talking about what's going on in the U.S.?
I'm not clear on what you mean by what's going on in the U.S.
Do you think anything wrong is happening in the U.S.?
Where workers are being exploited? Is that what we're talking about?
Correct.
Sure, yeah.
To the extent of what's going on in China?
Probably not to that extent. I think there's some...
That's why I'm trying to get you on the page to find out where you are on the page. So you agree that... The U.S. workers is basically a private market with union pieces to it, but we're paying workers that are legal here, and the worker can decide to work or not work, versus in China, there's no decision to work or not work. That's your job. You must go and do that. That's your role in government.
I would say it's not that simple here, but for the sake of argument, we could say yes, but... I'm talking about specifically the plight of people in China.
Okay, so I want to get it on the same page here. So when you're talking about, do we have a responsibility for that? Yes, we do, because of this. What we did is China, about 20 years ago, decided to become a real commercial market. And what they did is in their business model, they took the chattel property of people and they used them to go make cheap products or inexpensive products that went from making little boat drink umbrellas to making very sophisticated things. But basically, they exploited their labor and we knew about it. We just didn't do anything about it. And people go, oh, this is cheap labor. Their life is better now because they have more work and they're getting more good things. So this is good for them. What we didn't really get down to, and this is why Reagan went there in 1984, what we didn't get down to is, yes, the person, individual, was getting better things. They were eating better, getting better housing and things like that. But it was at an enormous price. And so, yes, we do.
Yeah, okay. I feel like sometimes that particular angle is missed in the conversation, because I think we could go around and find fault with any number of people, but typically it's hard for us to actually look in the mirror and see how we contribute to the situation.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. And I kind of equated in a little bit different terminology with the Jews in Germany, how they were exploiting Jewish labor in Germany in the 1940s, right? Actually late 30s, mid 40s.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Schindler's List is a really, that's a very factually correct movie.
Yeah,
it's different it's variations on the same theme, right? It just depends on their motivation. But, I mean, typically there's always, at least for American history, I would say, there's always a kind of a servant class. There's always some group on the bottom that is used kind of in a kind of transient way that doesn't, they don't equally benefit from their labor. And I think that what's going on in China is a kind of a 21st century kind of variation on that, in the sense that we've exported that servant class overseas to a large extent.
Yeah, what we did is we sent our business over there, and we took advantage of it through doing business with them.
Exactly. But then we on the consumer end benefit, because now we have these cheap items that we consume. We're the largest, you know, importer in the entire world, and they fill that niche for us. And I think some of our first world consumption habits kind of trend towards there being a group of people that have to pay the cost for that. And you know, I think we do ourselves a disservice when we don't at least acknowledge that.
I agree. You're saying the same thing over and over and over again. I absolutely agree with you, and I think that having a consumer that is educated, but having a business owner that is educated to what is going on.
And to fill this out, I think China is at a crossroads, and they should understand this, that they do need to give more rights and freedoms to their people if they want to be an even more prosperous society. And it goes back to ideas that there's a reason, for instance, the North in this country is more prosperous than the South. When you rely on literal slave labor, chattel property, or you rely on just exploiting people like that, it makes your society less prosperous, not to mention the moral abomination it is. But also, this is a theme throughout human history, what you've brought up, Jason.
Yeah.
And it's kind of terrible when you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, you say immigration issue now. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't think China's really learning their lesson. They're really outsourcing now to China. The whole One Belt, One Road system, it's all about now they're in Northern Africa trying to buy up ports and all sorts of things in these African countries,
right,
that would actually give them a monopoly on any industry coming out of those countries. And so I'm not sure if I'm not sure how we prevent that. I guess it's the thing, and I'm not sure how China's going to be abated. But I don't know. It sounds kind of sad, but.
Hopefully we're waking some people up. Jason, thanks for the telephone call. Red Tide coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport.
When we're finished with the virus, we will win. We will win. And when that victory takes place, our economy is going to go through the roof.
But in the meantime, President Trump calling on Congress to approve an emergency aid package to keep the economy healthy.
A senior administration official tells Fox News that $500 billion of that would be in the form of a payroll tax cut, $250 billion for Small Business Administration loans, and $58 billion for the nation's airlines, which are hemorrhaging cash.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. The president also wants sizable checks sent directly to Americans.
The president has instructed me, we have to do this now.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Arizona, Florida, and Illinois holding primary elections today. Ohio's governor canceling the state's contest because of health concerns. 441 Democratic delegates are up for grabs. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our extended stretch of warm days continues. In fact, today, I think we'll be around 80 to 82. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area today. Very mild tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're headed for the mid-80s. Rain chances will be very small both days. Isolated showers at best. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches, and that'll lower the temperatures by several degrees. Pollen count still in the medium to high range through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes. That's where we are on a Tuesday.
We have some breaking news here, Dan, from the Alabama Public Health Department. They've now put out a new hotline. You can find this on the news affiliates local. But they're no longer requiring patients to meet certain criteria in order to be tested for COVID-19. So it's 1-888-264-2256, 1-888-264-2256. And that just broke. So you can
That's
find...
That's good. So that was the person who called who said the lady was at home, couldn't go to work, she hadn't been tested. Now that's at all Baptist facilities or what?
That is from the Alabama Public Health Department. So I think that's the hotline for the whole state, and it would be different facilities around the
Give
state.
Give them the cell phone number again.
1-888-264-2256.
So the person that called in about the lady who had been told to go home, because she has sniffles, get her on the phone, give her the number, get her to call so she can get this taken care of. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Redtop. Redtop.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How is the painting world today, my friend?
Well, oh, it's beautiful, man. It's kind of overcast.
How does paint look with pollen all in it?
Oh, well, I'm right up the street from you, and it's yellow.
Oh, man.
Everything's yellow.
Look at all those little squiggly things that are out into my driveway.
But be glad they're there. That means you're going to have pecans.
Yeah.
Then it's worth it. And, boy, your neighborhood has been bombarded with a swarm of red robins. Have you seen them everywhere?
I have not.
They're eating all the pine seeds.
Oh, wow.
Out of the pine cones. There must be 20 in the front yard of this house. I mean, they're almost walking up to me, and I've seen them everywhere. They're very interesting. They're real smart, and they're bold, you know what I mean? And another bird comes along, they say something ugly to them. They get out of the way. I'm like,
get them away.
Yep. And just for the fun of it, just to get off the subject a little bit, I watch Johnny Carson every night, and what's so good about it is almost all the shows are from when the time you were with Ronald Reagan in Washington. For instance, last night the show was apparently from 1988, St. Patrick's Day, 1988. That's when Dukakis was in running, or was Dukakis running in 84?
No, 88.
88, yeah.
Okay, so Reagan was still in office, so they have lots of good. Johnny Carson's humor, you know, is very good. It's not nasty and mean and stuff like that, but his impression of Ronald Reagan is really funny, you have to admit.
Well...
Yeah. Yes. Oh, golly.
Mommy's here.
And, you know, when I watch it every night.
You know, I did that impression of him, and he was standing behind me.
Yeah.
I don't wait. Gotta go.
How did he like it, Dan?
Well, Fisher told me, he said, look behind you, and there he was. I went, oh, God.
Hey, that was a real moment right there, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the coronavirus, I have a very good friend and customer who lived right up there on Hillhead. She recently moved to Birmingham. He's going to get married to a very nice lady in the medical community. Health care and home health care. And I asked how she was doing. He says, well, he's working from home. And he said, everybody that calls her, she's pretty much treating them at home. He said, Birmingham is literally out of hospital beds.
Really?
Yes. Of course, that seems to be where most of the cases are concentrated in the state right now.
I'm kind of surprised at that. I'm wondering why that is. Is that because, as Joey mentioned, the airport is the most active airport in Alabama? Is it because it's a crossroads?
Yes, and also, look, think how many people come there for treatment from all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Medicine's
24/7.
Medicine is the biggest business in Birmingham.
Oh, yes, yes, by far. And lucky for Birmingham, because when Steele moved out, it wasn't a damn thing to do.
Yeah, really. Look at each other.
But, I mean, you got to admit, it was a concentration of medical facilities like that and the amount of traffic. People coming, I mean, I'd hate to think of people, how many people come from all over the world to UAB and the whole concept to get treated. So they're at a peak of residency and all their facilities over there, and she's telling them to stay home unless they got to come in and they're about to die. So that's just a report from Birmingham I thought you guys would like to hear.
Yeah, it's really interesting. My company, for example, when you call a 1-800 number, like the guy I was talking to yesterday, he was at his home. We have a whole bunch of operators that deal with the senior advisor level that work out of their homes. And we have this thing that goes to their computer where they can look at all the stuff I'm looking at on my computer and talk to me on the telephone at the same time.
That's wonderful.
It's great.
Well, you know, the e-commerce business and actually, in a way, because of the e-commerce and the delivery and all the online working and all that, This could not be a recession. This could have turned into a depression real damn fast. We could be in one already if there wasn't for these other avenues for people to generate income. It's not going to help me a hell of a lot for the next 2 weeks. But
yeah, you can't telecommute a painting, can you?
No, but one good thing about my business is I'm not around any crowds.
Yeah,
I'm just working individual places and outside, so my risk of infection is just practically zero. Not to mention the kills helps, you know what I mean?
There you go. Not to mention you're healthy.
Yeah, yes, that's right. So, and I'm ready for the virus to go away because those extra 10 push-ups a day are getting to be a pain in the butt. That's all I gotta say. Damn, I'll take 30 over 30 any day. But Joey, that extra 10 is a pain in the butt. That's all I gotta say.
Good for your heart.
Great. My heart's getting sick of it. Damn it. I climb up a 32-foot ladder all day long. I don't think I need those push-ups. Hey, and at 66, the fact that I can do that alone, I think I'm lucky.
I think you deserve a medal.
Well, I don't deserve a medal. I'm lucky. I got good genes, and I'm taking care of myself. So I encourage folks to get out, breathe some pollen. I'm going to say that every day.
Is the redhead mom in your family that does it for you?
Yes, she did it. And, you know, my big brother's name is Mac. And did you know what the name Mac comes from? It means son of redhead.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you knew that.
As in Mac Guinness.
Yes. Okay. So, of course, my mother's a redhead, so what would you else? You named the boy but Mac. And he's quite a character, believe me.
I like that.
All right. Thank you, fellas. Everybody take care of themselves. Keep your spirits. And we'll keep on trucking here. Roll Tide goes up.
Here we go. Okay. Marcus is going to try to take another run at his second peak here. 21-331 is the magic number. We're at 21-147. But we have a little turnaround going on here. Let's see where we want to go here, my friend. We were talking about the 15-day closure. So let's listen to Mark Meredith on the White House and the 15-day plan.
Confirmed cases topping 4,600 right here in the U.S. The death toll now climbing to at least 85. Thousands of businesses all across the country closing their doors indefinitely. The virus also affecting today's political primaries, after Ohio's governor announced polls will remain closed to avoid the risk of spread.
Yeah, President Trump is urging Americans now to hunker down at your home for at least the next 15 days.
We'd much rather be ahead of the curve than behind it, and that's what we are. Therefore, my administration is recommending that all Americans, including the young and healthy, work to engage in schooling from home when possible. Avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid discretionary travel. And avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, and public food courts. I've spoken actually with my son. He says, how bad is this? It's bad. It's bad. But we're going to be hopefully a best case, not a worst case. And that's what we're working for.
We begin with Mark Meredith live at the White House this morning. And Mark, you've got some breaking news for us this morning.
We're watching the outbreak developments here on several fronts, including what's been happening here at the White House. President Trump urgently calling on Americans to do more to stop the spread of the coronavirus, including limiting social contact with other Americans, as well as other people that maybe even be in your household that are not feeling well. The president also saying people should avoid social gatherings of more than 10 people.
Over the next 15 days, as we combat the virus, each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus. With several weeks of focused action, we can turn the corner and turn it quickly.
The president is warning Americans that this emergency may stretch on until July or even August. The White House reached out to America's governors Monday, urging them to take whatever steps they feel are needed to protect the public. A number of localities and states, they are now forcing places like casinos, theaters, and nightclubs to close down. But the president says, as of now, there are no plans for a national curfew or lockdown.
At this point, not nationwide, but there are some point, you know, some places in our nation that are not very affected at all. But we may look at certain areas, certain hotspots, as they call them. We'll be looking at that. But at this moment, no, we're not.
Meantime, millions of Americans are wondering what COVID-19 will mean for their jobs, their ability to pay their rent or their mortgages, and what it will mean for their kids. The House tweaked and approved an aid package last night. That aid package will now be moving over to the Senate. But of course, lawmakers say that they still have a lot more work ahead of them, including reports that there will be a request for about an $850 billion aid package, an economic stimulus. In the wake of all this, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is expected to speak with senators a little bit later on today. As for the president, they are expecting him to have calls with executives from the retail industry, as well as the restaurant and tourism industry, all three dealing with the new reality today. And we are expecting an update from the coronavirus task force roughly about 90 minutes.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Koopa. Koopa, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing extremely well, and you today?
Doing good. Dan, I'm a little encouraged and a little concerned.
Uh-oh.
At what, as I drive around town and see what seems to be almost normal business going on.
Okay.
And I wonder if we in Alabama or Montgomery in particular are taking this as seriously as we should be.
That's a great issue. I think our dynamic is very different than particularly the major cities that are being reported, New York and this kind of stuff. You've traveled all over the world. We are not a dense population of people, and I see it lighter as far as people that are out there, but I don't see it non-existent. I think non-existent would be kind of scary, like a ghost town.
Yeah, I mean, that's my feeling. It's definitely lighter, but as you say, it's not like a ghost town.
And if we're not taking it seriously, what were you doing out?
Well, I'm actually getting ready to go to my dermatologist.
Ah, see? You're not taking it seriously.
Well, I'm doing everything else, though. My wife and I, we're pretty isolated, and, we're not mixing with the grandkids.
The old man in the cabin up at the lake, huh?
Well, hey, not one of my servants up there. He just got back from Shanghai. But now, let me tell you this.
Wait, got back from where?
Shanghai.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to him. Well, he's been there three times in the last 5 weeks. He got in last night about midnight, and I talked to him this morning. He said, actually, things are starting to pick up over there now. I mean, he sees a lot more people out on the street, more businesses opening back up since, just say, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, if I'm looking at the Asian market, those are coming back now. And so if that's any foreteller of us, you shoot the line 30 days from now, we should be doing pretty well here.
Well, let's just hope so, and I'm sure everybody's saying their prayers.
Absolutely, I am.
Me too.
How's your dermatologist? Did he take anything off and put it in a glass?
I'm just going in.
Ah.
No, I'm sure he'll get out the flamethrower.
Tell him not to cut off anything near and dear to your heart.
Okay. Good talking to you, Dan.
Thanks, Cooper. Should have asked him what dermatologist he's going to. Gonna be back. Final segment right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S. who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
People are asking me, what do I think about the primaries being held tonight? Joe Biden, let's just say, will be a winner today. And they are getting reports that they're having some polling difficulties because of lack of personnel showing up. Those darn old people. Down in Florida. Illinois is under the category they could care less. So let's listen to Ellison Barber on Ohio closes polls over coronavirus concerns hours before the primary voting started today.
In Ohio, state leaders ordering polls closed just hours before primary voting was set to begin there. The governor making that controversial announcement after a judge initially denied his request for the election to be postponed over coronavirus concerns.
You should not force them to make this choice. Choice between their health and their constitutional rights and their duties as American citizens.
Ellison Barber is live in Columbus, Ohio with the latest.
To say that things have been confusing here in the last 24 hours or so is a bit of an understatement. Some people actually tried to show up to various poll locations this morning thinking that they could vote, only to then find out that it actually was not happening today. They were greeted by signs on the door saying that it had been postponed. Yesterday, Governor Mike DeWine said in order to protect the health of Ohio voters, they needed to postpone in-person voting. He said that he didn't have the legal authority to make that change, so his office filed a lawsuit to ask the courts to approve a delay on the in-person vote and extend absentee mail-in voting until June 2nd. But a judge in Franklin County denied that request. It seemed voting was back on. Poll workers were told to show up. Then Governor DeWine announced that the election would not happen. And Ohio's health director, Dr. Amy Atkin, will order the polls closed as a health emergency. And he said this, quote, Secretary of State Frank LaRose will seek a remedy through the courts to extend voting options so that every voter who wants to vote will be granted that opportunity. We just spoke to that man, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose. He told us that he is now preparing for legal challenges, but he says he is confident that the decisions made in this state are legal, and he says they acted as quickly and decisively as they could. Listen here.
I'm confident that we made the right choice and the legally correct choice as well. I don't think any of us that serve in positions of responsibility can ever look back and say we did everything 100% perfectly, right? Hindsight's always 20/20. What I know is that Governor DeWine acted to protect health and safety. What I know is that I immediately responded to protect the integrity of our elections and the confidence people have in our elections. I know that the governor stands by his decision. I stand by mine.
And the Secretary of State is now urging voters in this state to go online to vote. Ohio.gov and register for those mail-in ballots.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Hey. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bill.
I had a friend of mine from church call me this morning. He woke up this morning running a little fever. And he called me because he knows the line of work I'm in. And said, what do I do? Do I need to go to the ER? And I'm like, absolutely not. Don't go to the ER. That's the last place you want to go. So I told him, I said, let me make a couple of phone calls. And I'll call you right back. So I called the phone number that was on the website, the Alabama Department of Public Health website, for the corona screening. And surprisingly, I got a recording. So I hung up and I called the 1-888 number. Talked to a lady down at the health department. And she didn't really know what to do. Now, this was early. This was probably by 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I think you're going to need to call the health screening number for the place over on Marty Lane.
Right.
So I called it back, left a message. I still haven't gotten a phone call back. I did call my doctor, one of my doctors, and asked him, I said, I've got a friend who is scared that he may be coming down with something. He's got a fever. Can he come see y'all? Because it's here in Montgomery. They said, no, let's don't bring him here yet. Let's make him an appointment. So I know you just put out information that some phone numbers had changed.
Let's give a, see if there's a number you called. Go ahead, Joey.
1 second, I got to pull it up here.
I can give you both the numbers that I called, if that'll help.
Hold on 1 second. Patient.
1-888-264-2256.
That's the 800 number I called.
And there's no answer?
Well, there was an answer, but she was very confused on what we needed to do. The other number I called was 334-747-0150.
Right, that's the Baptist Health line, yep.
That's where I left the number, and I've never gotten a call back. Good news was he went to the doctor's visit, and he tested negative for flu, and they told him that it was probably allergies and to go home and stay in bed for a day or two.
Good. That's a good friendship and being a good friend on your part.
Well, he's a very nice guy. And I will tell you, there is a cow out on Taylor Road down by Hampstead.
You know you live in the South when somebody goes into a talk radio show, sophisticated talk radio show, and says, there's a cow out on Taylor Road. Does the cow have his flashers on?
He does not. He is grazing in the green grass on the side of the road, on the roadside of the fence. And she is a big heifer.
Well, let me tell you something. Don't let that cow get between you and your car. Because it will do some damage to you.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you. Do we run out of show again?
Pretty much, yes.
Kind of like the runway is just never long enough, is it?
No, though, it's plenty long enough for me. The news here, my advice to folks, because we consume a lot of this news, so if you don't have to watch the news, stay abreast of what's going on.
Listen to the show.
Right. Don't kill yourself watching the news. It does give anxiety to see what's going on. Because there are a lot of folks
doing their... I've been worried there was kill yourself.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of folks doing their level best to give good information, but it's a lot of uncertainty still. So that only will create anxiety at the moment.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Grab your dough, the great. He's next. Adios.